Eric, what do you think will be easier for me to do? Get jokes from 50 states or all 50 wards?
I think 50 states probably easier.
Yeah, because wards are so small relative to states. I mean, I like my chances in Kentucky versus one little small neighborhood in the city. So we'll see how that goes. Eric Zorn's on a phone line, longtime Tribune columnist, not that anymore, but the author of a very popular newsletter in the city called the Picayune Sentinel. Which is what again, Eric? Why do you call it the Picayune Sentinel?
Well, that's the name my grandfather gave to his little newspaper that he had back in the 90s and the 80s. He was a mathematician, and he used to communicate with his colleagues with this little daffy one-page newsletter he called the Picayune Sentinel. And so I decided I'd revive that name for my newsletter, and it's sort of a grab bag of stuff that I, you know, it's a little column-type thing, and the tweets of the week that I do, and other observations on the news, and I usually put in a song that I like, and it's just it's a sort of a little publication, I guess. I urge people to check it out. They can email me at ericzorn@gmail.com. I'll put it on the list, or you can just Google Picayune Sentinel, and you'll find it. So I'd really appreciate if your listeners checked it out.
What's Picayune, though? I mean, I wonder why he picked that.
Well, Picayune means small or tiny. And so the newspaper was small that he wrote. It was usually one page, mimeograph one page. There's a newspaper down in New Orleans called the Times-Picayune, and that refers to the small amount of money that was needed. The Picayune was a Spanish coin, and that's what the paper sold for originally, was for one Picayune. So it was the Picayune, the Times-Picayune down in New Orleans.
I'm familiar
so
with Times-Picayune, but I didn't know Picayune meant small, and now I feel dumb. Yeah. I guess I should have known that, huh?
You should have been boning up for your SATs. That's how you bone up.
So. Yeah, no kidding. Typically, I put you or Mary Schmeek on about this time of year to help promote. Actually, you've never needed my help on this, but it seems like we usually end up talking about the Songs of Good Cheer Christmas concert at the Old Town School of Folk Music every year. And it's a Christmas tradition that last year, like many things, was done via Zoom and was still terrifically entertaining and impactful. I cried just as soon as you guys started singing. I know I told you that before, but that's just how good it is and where my heart is for this event. It's called Songs of Good Cheer, and you're going to do it in person again this year, right?
Well, we're doing it in person, yes, and it's going to be on December 10th, 11th, and 12th at the Old Town School of Folk Music. And we've been doing that show there since the late 90s. This will be the 23rd issue or iteration of Songs of Good Cheer. And it started off, Mary wrote a column saying, you know, no one's singing Christmas carols anymore. What's going on with this tradition? And I wrote back to her. I said, Mary, let's do a thing at the Old Town School. We'll get some of our friends at the school, because Mary and I are both, you know, amateur musicians. I said, we'll get some of our friends at the school, and we'll go on stage, and we'll lead people on a sing-along. We'll just do a caroling party. And that's how it started. We were just going to do one show, one time, for charity, and then it sold out, so we added another show. And then over the years, we keep adding shows. We had six shows in 2019, before the pandemic, and it's just this tradition that people have really come to love. We print a songbook, and people all join in this at that auditorium, about 450 people, everyone's singing their hearts out. It is a great experience. And this year we're doing it in person on the 10th, 11th, and 12th. And we're also doing a video version, and you're going to be the host of that, on the 9th. We're going to videotape it. And then a week later, it'll be available for streaming. So we're going to do a video version of it. And so people who either can't come or don't feel comfortable being in the auditorium.
Right, right.
People who are in the auditorium will be checked for vaccine. You have to be vaccinated, and you'll be wearing masks during the show, unfortunately, for singing purposes. It's not ideal to sing through a mask. But I got to say, we've been rehearsing with masks on the entire time in order to keep ourselves safe. And it's okay. Singing through a mask is not ideal, but it's better than not singing at all. So
when you do the show, though, are you going to have a mask on?
The people who are right up front singing will probably not have masks on, so they'll be able to project and lead. But people who are like in the background who are not singing will probably be wearing masks while they're playing.
So, yeah, playing the instruments. Yeah,
we're really, really going to keep safe. And again, it's at the Old Town School of Folk Music, and the phone number there is 773 773- 728-6000. And then you can also find it online at oldtownschool.org. And, you know, we raise money for charity each year, and it's a blast. We're really looking forward to doing it again in person. And as you know, you've been many times, the people we have playing with us are just first rate. We recruit some of the best musicians in Chicago to join us.
Are you doing new songs or different songs this year? There's Mary always does her Christmas Carol. You all do Mary's Christmas Carol. And there's some songs that come, it seems like, every year, and then some that are new. What's the mix like this year?
It's always been a mix of things that you've never heard before that are seasonally related, and things that are very familiar. We try to put in enough familiar things so you feel you've checked the box on things that you know, Joy to the World and so on, that you would want to sing. Make sure you sing during the year. Silent Night, we always do. We always do Angels We Have Heard on High, things like that. There's so much good material from the season that we pick and choose from those from the other material. And then, like this year, one of our members found a Finnish song, it's a really fun song to sing, and we translated it into English. And it's just got a great chorus, and we feel like people will be will walk away humming that song. So it's always we always try to mix the traditional with the new, and so people can go away feeling like they've had a new experience each time.
Now, the first year we went through, I thought, wait a minute, I don't know these songs, and why am I learning a Hawaiian song or some other song? But then you very quickly get it that you will hear your traditional songs, and frankly, you'll come to appreciate more the learning and singing of the new songs. The banter you all have on stage is just so fun and funny and delightful, and it really is the rare communal experience that is singing and is just completely makes you forget your cares in the world. Plus, you're wearing a red sweater. Or, you know, whatever your holiday fun clothes are. And so I just can't recommend it enough. Thank you for letting me be part of it that first Thursday night. That'll be the videotaped version, too, that people will be able to download and watch later on. But you can still get just maybe a couple of remaining tickets at the Old Town School of Folk Music. It's called Songs of Good Cheer. And the first night is it next? No, it's two Thursdays from now, right?
The videotape version that you're hosting is on the 9th, and then the live versions are the 10th, 11th, and 12th. That's Friday the 10th, Saturday the 11th, and Sunday the 12th.
All right.
So we'll do two shows on Saturday, and it's a great time. And what happens is people come the first year and they're a little bit like, is this going to be a hootenanny? What is this folk school?
Yeah.
And the next year they come back and they bring their friends, and we have people buying blocks of tickets in groups of 16, 20, and so on. So it's really, really a lot of fun. That's We really appreciate your support, too, over the years, John. So.
Well, I wouldn't do it if I would do it for you because you're a friend, but also I'm happy to do it because it's just so dang good. So Old Town School of Folk Music, Songs of Good Cheer, Eric Mary and the good musicians and singers over there. All right, I got to go. Eric, I'm out of time today. Let you and I catch up again soon. I'll talk to you for our Mincing Rascals podcast on, when are we taping it this week? On Wednesday, okay?
Wednesday, yeah. Great. Talk to you then, John. Thanks.
That's Eric Zorn. And by the way, you can also subscribe to his newsletter, ericzorn@gmail.com.